For Parshas Toldos us, I want to share with you an interesting shmooze I heard many years ago from Rav Noah Chorbovsky, actually. He said that the shmooze that they asked the Rashiva Rav Henoch Leibowitz Hatzal once at a convention, what's the most important message to give over to children? And the Rashiva said over this idea. And I think it's a very powerful idea. I know many of you may have heard it before if you're Talmidim of the Yeshiva, but I think it bears repeating, and I'll try to add a little bit more to it. So in this week's parsha, we have the story of the birth of Yaakov and Esav, and the story where Yaakov takes the brachas from Esav. And so the Torah tells us that Vayarach Esrech Begadav, Yaakov came in with Esav's Begadim, and Yitzchak smelled the Begadim Vayarachayim, and then he blessed him, that he seemed to get a certain Hisorus, a certain awakening from the Begadim. And so the Medrash asks, this is in the Medrash Rabbah in Samechei Chaf Beis, that things that goat skin doesn't smell good. Why would it enlighten? Why would it be ma'orer him to smell the goat skin? What it means is he smelled the reich of Gan Eden. Who did he smell? The Medrash says, so one pshat, it was the reich of Gan Eden. Another pshat, v'yachas reich begodav, kegon Yosef Mishisa v'yokam Mitzros. He smelled, he sensed the future greatness of Yosef Mishisa and Yochum Mitzros. Those are the two descendants of the Jewish people who Yitzchak sensed at this time and who inspired him to give the brachos. So let's look at the Medrash. Who is Yosef Mishisa? Who is Yochum Mitzros? So who is Yosef Mishisa? It says at the time that the enemies of the Jews came into the Har Habayis, and so they said, I'm not sure, I believe this is the Romans, not the Greeks. I think so. They said to ransack the Beis HaMikdash. They said, let's have one of the Jews go in first. They were a little bit afraid to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So they picked Yosef Mishisa. He's the guy, this is who he is. He's the guy who the Romans would turn to be the one Jew to go ransack the Beis HaMikdash. So they said, take something out, you can keep it. He went and he came out with the menorah. They said, no. That's not for a hedgehog. That's going to the king's palace. Take something else and you can keep it. He says, no, I'm not going back in. They said, we'll give you 3 years of tax revenue. You'll have a very good life. Just go back in. He says, I'm not going back in again. He says, "Lo dai shechasti lo kai pam achas ela shachitzanu pam shnia." It's enough. I angered Hashem once. I'm not doing it again. And it says they took him. They put him on a table. They started sawing him to pieces. Very brutal murder. And he just kept saying, "Voi oi oi shechasti ubori." Woe to me that I angered my Creator. That apparently something spoke to him. I saw different pshatim, whether it was the fact of going into the Beis HaMikdash had such an impression on him, or just appreciating hitting him how low he'd sunk. But he turned around at this moment, and after being the one chosen to go into the Beis HaMikdash and ransack and going in and stealing something very important to the Avodas HaMikdash, something hit him and he said, I'm not doing this again. And he was wanting to be killed, Al Kiddush Hashem. That's Yosef Mishisa. Who is Yochum Mitzros? Yochum Mitzros was a nephew of Yossi Ben Yoezer, of Perkei Avos fame, one of the leaders of the Jewish people. And so Yossi ben Yoezer was being led to his death on a Shabbos, I believe by the Romans. And Yochum Mitzros rides up on a horse next to him. And he turns to his uncle and he says, oh, look at you, what a loser. You spent your whole life devoted to Avodas Hashem. And look at the horse that I'm riding on now. And look at the horse they're taking you on, master. Look at that. Who's the fool in this situation? And he turns to him and he says, if this is the reward Hashem gives to somebody who angers him, then kal v'chomer, the reward waiting for somebody who does his will. Maybe he meant in the next world, probably is what he meant. So his nephew turns to him, he says, Rebbe, has anyone done Hashem's will more than you? And look what's happening to you. He says, and if this is how Hashem could punish somebody who does his will, kal v'chomer, how he's going to punish those who anger him. Meaning, you get much worse. If you look what's happening to me, imagine what's going to happen to you. And it says, the Musar penetrated him, ke'eras shel achna, like a poisonous, I believe that's a type of poison that goes straight through. And it says he went and he did commit it on himself, the four misos bezdin. He found a way, the Medrash describes how he did skila, sreifa, herig, and chenik upon himself all at once. And he killed himself, al kiddush Hashem, to try to do a kapara for his averos. Why that would be appropriate, I'm not getting into. But Yossi ben Yoezer, apparently this happened very quickly, and he was still alive, and he saw his nephew's mita being uplifted in the heaven. I mean, he saw a vision of him going towards Gan Eden. And he says, wow, in a small amount of time, kidmani zela Gan Eden. And he appreciated that his nephew had done such a great tshuva that he was able to go to Gan Eden. He says, he even beat me to Gan Eden. And I'm almost there. So two stories of people who had descended to the greatest depths of wickedness, and they turned themselves around, and they really did tshuva. And so the obvious question here is why is this the people who are picking? There's a, who the ones Yitzchak is sensing. There's a lot of Jews who died al Kiddush Hashem, and a lot of them lived much better lives than this. And there are a lot of good Halakha Jews. And why would it turn to these two Balei Tshuva? And it would seem the pshat is because they're ultimate personifications of the idea that a Jew is never lost. I believe the way the Rishiv explained it is that a Jew is that we see from them the idea that there's always hope. Never to give up on a Jew, never to feel for another Jew who we're trying to influence, and for ourselves, that we always have that hope, we always have that Kedusha within us, we can always tap into something and turn ourselves around. I think it's important when we think about our own relationship with Hashem, when we think about people we're trying to influence, and some of them might have a background, some of them might not have such a background, some of them might have a really strong background. And maybe now they're not in a good place and they're avodas Hashem, and they don't seem interested. And it's like, what can I offer this person? They already know everything. Or what? Or they're clearly not interested. They've clearly descended. What am I going to offer them? I think this Medrash is teaching us that there's no such thing as a Jew who's lost. There's no such thing as a Jew who can't be reawakened. If the person who's chosen to be the one to ransack the Beis HaMedrash, Mikdash, if a person who's going to ride against by his own uncle and laugh at him for devoting a life to Avodas Hashem, and now he's going to be murdered brutally by the Romans, and he can laugh at him and say, what a fool. If such a person can be turned around and do tshuva, then Kal Vachomer, certainly people in our generation can be turned around and do tshuva. Shouldn't say Kal Vachomer, but I think that is definitely a true yisod. That's the yisod of the Medrash. So I want to share with you another interesting idea that I've seen, that there's a famous Amora named Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish is famous for being somebody who, Reshim ben Lakish, that he had become a robber. And Rabbi Yochanan, the story where he meets Rabbi Yochanan in a lake going swimming, and Rabbi Yochanan praises him, your strength should be for Torah. He says, your beauty should be for women. Rabbi Yochanan is very beautiful. He says, I'll tell you what, I have a sister. Do tshuva, become a great Talmid Chacham, you can marry her. And Rabbi Yochanan got inspired, and Rabbi Shlakish got inspired, and he became one of the great Amoraim, one of the famous Amoraim, and he married his sister. So what many people don't know about Reish Lakish is there's a Tosfos in Erevin Samechei and above Mitzia Pei Dalid, where Tosfos points out, Chitas Rabbeinu Chananel, I believe it is, that Reish Lakish was once a great Amora before this story also, meaning that, in fact, there's a Gemara in Yevamos, I believe it's Samechei, where Rabbi Yochanan is sitting before Rabbi Yoshia, and it says a great person came in. And who was it? It was Reish Lakish. And in fact, Tosis picks up on it, and he says it's Masha from here, that he was once a great person before. And in fact, the story with Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in the water above Mitzi, it says, Hadar Bey, come back. Meaning he's being Medak. You were once great, come back. Meaning, in other words, as opposed to Reish Lakish being a ruffian who knew nothing, he was once one of the Gedolei Hadar. And he went after his taivas, then he went off and he became a robber. And if you'd ask me, if you'd tell me to go do Kirov on one of the Gedolei Hador, who could put me in his back pocket and close the pocket, and I'm going to go get him to become from again, I wouldn't want to take the job. But apparently, Reish Lakish had been one of the Gedolei Hador, and so he knew everything already, and he fell, and he went off, and he got inspired, and he came back. I just think it's so important for us to keep this perspective when we're dealing with Pete, with our fellow Jew, whether we're dealing with ourselves, dealing with another Jew, and just realize that no Jew is ever lost, never to give up on any fellow Jew, and just have this perspective. May we all be zoche to do tshuva and come closer to Hashem and go in the proper path. Have a wonderful Shabbos.